It's not allowed to declare something halal, permissible or haram, impermissible, except with the evidence from the book and from the sunnah, except with clear proof from the revelation, the guidance that was revealed to the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَسِفُوا أَلْسِنَّتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, and do not say with that which your tongues describe in lying that this is halal and this is haram, that this is permissible and this is forbidden, in order to fabricate lies against Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, those who fabricate lies against Allah Azza wa Jal, they will never be successful. So the issue of halal and haram is of utmost importance. To believe in the legislation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to believe in the law and the requirements and the regulations that were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a certain obligation. And from the means to enter paradise, rather abiding by the halal and the haram and fulfilling the obligations daily is the pathway that leads to paradise. And this is as-sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those whom we have given the book, they recited the true recitation. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. They recited the true recitation. أُولَئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. It is these who truly believe in it. It is these who truly believe in it. So those who truly believe in the book that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are those who recited the true recitation. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. It has been narrated from a number of the Salaf, from them Ibn Mas'ud, and likewise Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhumah, that they will say the meaning of at-tilawa haqqa tilawa al-ittiba' haqqa al-ittiba', that to recite it, the true recitation, is to follow it and to apply it, the true application. Is to follow it and to apply it, the true application. It has also been narrated from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu more details with regards to this. And he said, with regards to the understanding of reciting the Qur'an, the true recitation, radiallahu anhu, he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أَنْ يُحِلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَيُحَرِّمَ حَرَامَهُ وَيَقْرَأَهُ كَمَا أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يُحَرِّفُ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ وَلَا يَتَأَوَّلُ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا عَلَى غَيْرِ تَأْوِيلِهِ. He said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands. This is from the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and the interpretation of this noble verse. He said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands that the true recitation of the Qur'an is to declare that which is halal to be halal, to declare the halal to be halal, and to declare the haram to be haram. That which is declared in the Qur'an to be halal and permissible, then one, he must believe that that is halal and permissible. And this is from the true recitation. And likewise, that which is declared to be haram and impermissible in the Qur'an, then one, he must believe that that is haram and impermissible. Is haram and impermissible, and this is from the true recitation, and to recite it in the manner that Allah has revealed, and to not change the words from their proper places or to distort the meanings, and to not misinterpret anything from the book of Allah in the manner contrary to the intent of the revelation, to the intent of the revelation. So to believe in the law and legislation that was revealed, this is of utmost importance. This is the means that lead to paradise. First and foremost, to believe in the halal and the haram. To believe in the obligations, in the wajibat and the mustahabbat. And to believe in the muharramat and the makruhat and mubahat. To believe in these rulings, in this legislated law. And then after establishing that belief, one must strive to implement that and to abide by that. And this is from the means to enter paradise. And it has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhumah. And there are a number of narrations similar to this narration narrated by a number of companions, and all having the same or similar meaning. Anna rajulan sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a man, he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many narrations, a desert Arab. فَقَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذَا صَلَيْتُ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ وَصُمْتُ رَمَضَانَ وَأَحْلَلْتُ الْحَلَالَ وَحَرَّمْتُ الْحَرَامِ وَلَمْ أَزِدْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا أَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. The man, he said, what do you say if I establish the obligatory prayers and I fast the month of Ramadan and I believe in the halal, declare it to be halal, and I believe in the haram and declare it to be haram, and I do not do anything more than this? Any meaning that I believe that it's halal and I abide by it, and I partake in it and benefit from that, believing that it's lawful, and I believe in the haram, and meaning I believe in these affairs that are forbidden and I avoid them and stay away from them out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I do not do anything in addition to this, will I enter paradise? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'am. He said, yes. He said, yes. So to believe in the halal and to partake in that with that creed and that belief and to suffice with that and not transgress the boundaries, this is from the means to enter paradise. And likewise, to believe in the limits and that which is forbidden and to not indulge in those affairs is from the means to enter paradise. And likewise, if a person, he were to fall short and transgress those limits in any manner, and then he were to feel remorse and to repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, likewise, this is from the means to enter paradise. And this goes back to believing in the law, to believing in the law, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has legislated the halal and the haram, and that which is permissible, and that which is impermissible, and that which is obligatory in one day and one night, and that which is forbidden at all times. So to declare something to be halal or to be haram is a major affair.